Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to present to some, introduce to others. They call him Coach. They call him the Love Guru. They call him Doc. The Professor. The host with the most. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith.
We have some challenges here and there, but really excited. Straight Talk, No Chaser is aired on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and Straight Talk, No Chaser focus on conversation that is honest and very direct. I'm Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host, and we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Again, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Actually, your location, you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on our awesome title tonight. Age Gap Relationships. Is age just a really a number? Say it again. Age gap relationship. Is age just really a number? We also want you to check us out on the web link. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You have an opportunity to communicate by email. That's WBSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com. Tweet the show at Zeta Phi Sigma with the underscore number 10 and at Lorenza D. Smith 15. We also have a live broadcast tonight on five different networks or five different devices tonight. We're excited to be able to come for you. On Facebook, you have to join us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDIVERTOSMITH. You can check us out on Instagram. That's Lorenza, I'm sorry, president.drLorenzaDSmith. Now, that one went out on me, but we'll have Z Squad. Greenville, 1981. Again, Z-Squad, 1981. You can check us out on Instagram. As well as we're working to get Twitter up like it needs to be, but if it comes up, when we continue to work on it, it's at Lorenza D. Smith 15. We are also on Rumpley. We are available on at WBSW Radio, the internet station, number 23, and also on Tumblr Live. At Dr. Lo Smith-blog. We're excited at WBSW Radio, the internet station we number one, has listeners and watchers in 41 countries. So we want you to continue to be a part of this interactive platform. We're doing it and on six continents. And God has blessed us to be able to do that for 6 years. So thank you, Lord, so much. You also have an opportunity to register for WBSW Radio Giveaways. What you need to do is send in your name. You can email it. Two emails, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com or WBSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com, along with a means of transaction. You see, means of transaction. Let me kind of share this with you. We give away what we call love offerings, and we use four means of transaction. It's Cash App, so if you have a Cash App, send it to me. PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle, send it to WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com, or LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. You ask a question, and you ask for our means of transaction. We said we're going to give out love offerings, as well as we take an opportunity to kind of provide cash vouchers for individuals in the gas. We seem to be feeling that we are out of this time. Inflation is still here. But what we want you to know, we're here to work with you now. Some people are making requests without registering. You have to listen to WBSW Radio, the internet station, number one, so you can get your name in along with a means of transaction. Also, we ask you to sow a seed. So you see with WBSW Radio at Cash App, $LorenzaDSmith. We thank you for being a part and helping us with what we're trying to do. Now, we say our giveaway, we give away trips. We give trips in from 2022 to 2023. And it varies from 5 nights to 6 days to 3 nights to 4 days. We're giving away a trip to Hawaii. The winner was excited. They posted on Facebook and on Instagram that it was able to be selected through the raffle. We're giving away a trip to Cancun, Mexico, Las Vegas, the Grand National Park and Resort up in the Great Mountains, along with Nashville, Atlanta, Orlando, and New Orleans. And coming up during the holiday season, it is kicking off. We're going to start wrapping off three trips that we have, 5 nights and 6 days. We take care of the hotel. You have to take care of the amenities, the activation, and all the travel. The first one will be getting away to Paris, France, 5 nights, 6 days. You need to get your name in. You can type it in. If you're on Instagram, you can type it in. On Facebook, type your name in and let me know you want to be a part of this. Also, we're giving a second trip. We're going to raffle off. Well, it's during holiday season. We're going to raffle off a trip to Dubai. 5 nights, 6 days. We're going to pay for the hotel stay. You have to take care of the travel there, your food, your amenities, along with your activation. We want you to be a part of it, and we're offering an opportunity. And the third trip is to Bali. We're giving a trip to Bali. Excited about doing it. 5 nights, 6 days. Paying for the hotel. That's the only thing. When I should give a trip, that's we're paying for the hotel stay, and you'll take care of it there. So we truly, truly want to get your name along with a means of transaction, whatever, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, along with WBSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com. So truly, truly, we're looking forward to being a part of this. We're really excited about giving back to our listeners and watching. Still, you have an opportunity. Sow a seed, Cash App, $LorenzaDSmith, that's to the radio station, so we can make sure we continue to give away the many prizes we give away. Tonight's title is Age Gap Relationships. Age Gap Relationship. Is age just really a number? That's the question. And I want you to think about that. Age gap relationship. Is age just really a number? I want you to take an opportunity. Let me give a shout out to several people joining us. We want to give a shout out to this like Vishnu, Maya, X, Star, Chantel, Sneed, along with Christy, Kristen Long, trying to stroll out. We have several others you want to give a shout out. We got a user here. Thank you so much. Caprice Johnson, Anita Henderson. We have a user with the number. Flora Bryant 4. Thank you so much. Antonio Fleming. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. John joining us. Catherine joining us. Also, I encourage you to share with others so they can connect just like her. This is Dani. Thank you. Christy Long. I think I may have given her a shout out already. And I will just give everybody a wave. Thank you so much for taking time. Make sure you put your like, click your like button. We truly want you to kind of be a part of this. We also want to give a shout out to Joe-Pat, Rob-Light, B.J. Jefferson, out of the great state of Tennessee, that's Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you so, B.J. Thank you so much, B.J., for being a part. Delta Tri-Ginkobi, thank you so much for joining us. Also, we have you, Free, joining us. We also have Herbie Gordon joining us. Give a shout out. Kirby, thank you for so much. Brown Sugar, thank you so Brown Sugar, thank you so much for joining us. And then we just have SH, and a couple of symbols goes along in front of it. Thank you for being a part of this. Truly a great opportunity for us to be able to share this title tonight, because it's Age Gap Relationship. Age, or is age just really a number? I want you to think about that. That's the question I want you to kind of keep in your mind as we go through the process. What is age gap relationship? Too many times people say, well, he's simply I'm going to start off the new 50. The 50 is the new 40. The 40 is the new 30. The 30 is the new 20. I guess the 20 is the new teens. Whatever you want to say, but when you're talking about age gap, dating or age gap relationship, it needs to be intentional, because the numbers say a lot of times that the gap in there will create a problem, because it might be in different generations. But if you have yourself together, and I tell everybody, are you fit for a relationship? I want you to ask yourself, are you fit for a relationship? If you're fit for a relationship, it doesn't matter about the age. When God blessed with an individual to be in your life, and that's the one, because y'all are intentional about what you're doing, it will truly give you the opportunity, because if you're not fit for a relationship, it doesn't matter whether it's the age gap or not, truly. But when we're talking about age gap dating, we always try to look at try to give a definition, give a thought of it, so you can really understand. See, an age gap relationship is a romantic or intimate relationship with a significant difference in age between the two partners. I like to replace partners with mates, and can vary depending on personal preference or cultural. Again, when you're talking about age gap dating or relationship, it is romantic or intimate relationship. Can't be no other kind of relationship. I want you to keep in mind, because we can have a friendship, we can have a family relationship, we can have a church relationship. The only two that really fits into that, to take notice and talk about tonight, is age gap relationship, which is romantic or intimate. See, I want to talk a little bit about this right here. When you are out, interested in dating, You need to be intentional. And being intentional, you'll get a chance to really see how you stand successful in a relationship. Too many people going to a relationship have that casual mindset. That casual mindset doesn't matter about what age difference there may be or ranges there may be. Not interested in doing nothing but having a little fun. You have to be intentional. For any gap relationship, you have to be intentional. And when you're intentional, you already know what your outcome, which is a favorable outcome. See, we need to ask ourselves, what is our outcome we want from this? Whether it's an age gap difference or whether it's just a year difference, 2 years difference. Ask yourself, what's your outcome? See, when we get older, as we get older in our 20s and our 30s, we haven't attained the opportunity to be married, then we want to be married because we felt like we've done everything we need to do. Now we come around to a situation, it becomes really an age gap situation, and now you got to be intentional. But you got to remember, nothing gains value putting more time on it. You have to keep that in mind. See, you have to be intentional when the opportunity is there for you. Regardless if it's an age gap relationship or a 1 year relationship of age wise or whatever it may be, you need to be intentional about what you're doing. See, and then you got to think about personal preference and culture. A lot of time has come into play, but it only works with a romantic or intimate relationship. You have to already see yourself being to a point when we say intimate, we don't always talk about sex. When we say romantic, we're not always talking about sex. We have to keep in mind when we're dealing with individuals, when we are romantic, we do things that really touches that person's inner self. See, dating and relationships and intentional dating, intentional relationship needs to be able to put me in the right perspective of touching that inner self because you're coming from the inner self. See, too many times we take an opportunity to come and just throw it out there and see where it sticks. It don't work like that. You can't sit and put yourself in a situation where you're not fit to be in a relationship. There's a lot of things that happen. Gender war going on. You got especially in our culture, there's a little war going on with gender. And we got to realize that when a person has an age gap situation, especially when it's a man and a younger person, younger woman, there's always, you know somebody there, you try to do this, and all these little sayings and everything. And even when there's a mature woman and a younger man, it's always something said. But we have to keep in mind, was your intention? Are you dating intentionally? Or are you just dating to have fun? See, a lot of us spend those 20 years or 20 having fun. Then we're going to decide now we want to be intentional about dating in our 30s. I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a tough struggle because it's not, when you're at your peak, it's in your 20s. You would, in 30s, you will never be how you was when you was in your 20s. When you're in your 40s, you never will be how you was when you were in 20s. Even though I think, we got a problem, a lot of folks got a problem with age gap relationship, but they don't have a problem with age gap just going around hanging. When you want to dress like you, when you're 50, you want to dress like you're 20. Or you want to look like you're 20 when you're not 20. So you don't have a problem with that because you see that benefits you. When it's not benefiting you, you have a problem saying that's not going to work. See, we got to understand that there's always been in human nature and in life that there has been a difference always in the ages. Where it's always been age, when you say same age or 1 year, 2 years. It was amazing. I had a conversation with someone I was talking about. I was talking about this topic as well. And I was just talking about it, when people got to understand when a woman and a man is 21, a woman is far advanced and kind of have themselves in order. The man don't. At 25, the woman still have themselves in order. and the man don't. He's just a grown male, just learning. When he hit 30, it started balancing out. And see, my dad always told his son, you're not going to be, don't think you're a man until you turn at least 30, 32. He said, you get a size 36 belt line, and you'll be able to be considered to be a man. At that time before, you're just going through the motion. But women already, you got those so many years because of that biological clock that you have. You have to work fast and work intentionally. Don't get caught. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number for tonight's show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure you get you online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, your location, and then we're just going to make it do what it do. I'm really excited because we'll have a chance to come before you. We have some awesome sponsors that we try to make sure we play what they request us to play, and they just want us to play what they're doing. So let us look at one of our sponsors, and I'm going to get to that individual, and they do an awesome job. This is a startup company, just started up, but they're doing something to make things happen. Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace.
By Jackson and Gray, Jennifer Jackson. You go to Facebook, type in Jennifer Jackson 1N, along with Charlie's Angel. You can communicate with them and just find out what their inventory is and see what can work for you. So the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama and Georgia. So we give them a shout out. Let's give a shout out to Felicia joining us. Thank you, Felicia, for taking time to be a part of this. We have Soldier Isaiah May. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Pacific. Thank you so much. This is Tyron Makiba. Thank you so much. Jazz, thank you. Addison, thank you so much. Bajaran, thank you for joining us. We're giving you ways why I call out your name. Zion H219, thank you for taking time. This Ava Mary Abena, thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you for taking time. And as you join on, I'm going to make sure I give you a shout out. As we talk about looking at what is age gap relationship, let's think about for a man. See, a man is more likely to consider a woman who is significant below their age. 5 to 15 years, sometimes 20. For women, their maximum acceptance of age is about 10 above their age and remains somewhat constant across their lifespan. That has been basically the average. And truly, truly, we're not go to the point of trying to prove because life, and like I said, your personal preference plays a part in this too, as well as your culture. What are the benefits of age differences in a relationship? Are they in the benefit? We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. 4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits. Ask for your location for Loretta D. Smith, and we talk about age gap relationship, age gap dating with an intention. Is age just really a number? Louis Lasso joining us. We have Linda Anton. Thank you for joining. We say hi to you as well. Thank you so much. Let's talk about the benefits of age difference in relationships. See, there are going to be some challenges. Despite there are some challenges that are with age gap relationship, but there are some benefits as well. See, there are benefits to this type of relationship, such as longer life expectancy, personal growth, learning, discovery, an increase in happiness and emotional maturity, enhanced social circles. Let's start off with a higher relationship satisfaction and happiness. We were talking about happiness. See, most research have shown that, and these are studies show that a woman reports higher relationship satisfaction compared to a same age relationship. Going to the relationship being intentional. What is your ultimate goal? What do you want to accomplish out of you're intentionally in a relationship? You're intentionally dating. So you can get some satisfaction out of it because whatever you were striving for, especially if you accomplish that, then you feel good about it. You are satisfied. It allows you an opportunity to grow a little bit more. See, age gap relationship offer benefits also like financial security, perceived maturity. You get a chance to kind of grow up a little bit more because of the experience you're going through, social support. And this impacts your happiness when you know you can grow. You can be satisfied, you're financially secure, and you can be a lot more happy. You'll see joy. See, a lot of people are what they call a lifestyle. True enough, but in the process of striving for that lifestyle, you're going to experience some happiness, some joy, some peace. If you're fit for a relationship, you're going to experience peace, love, joy. Those three things come along with your maturity and with your growth. You'll get a relationship satisfaction because you're trying to both grow and you can grow from one another. The next thing is personal growth and learning. See, a person can experience opportunities for personal growth and discovery. People may expose in that age gap relationship new hobbies and interests or a different way of thinking. See, that's the biggest challenge. A lot of times, individuals don't want to change their thinking. They're stuck on this is the way I used to do it instead of taking the opportunity to say, I'm going to take the experience that I have and the experience that I see in my mate, and I can grow from it. I can grow. Personal growth is so important. You learn so many things. You're exposed to a lot of things. It allows you to broaden your horizon. Give a shout out to sexy_ is that Bing? Thank you so much for joining us. Rob, thank you for taking time for being a part of it. Mason Wilson, thank you. I'm sorry, Mason Williams, thank you so much for joining us. You got Majay, thank you. We have T-Buck, thank you. You also have a user here, thank you. I'm going to give you a high away to let you know. D-Long Nevins, thank you. Elizabeth, thank you for taking time to be a part of this tonight. Give us some thumbs up. Send us some likes. Let us know how you like. Send us a heart. We'll take one. I like to see some likes when I get back and look at the end of what we are finishing. When we finish up the show, we go look at our analysis. Give a shout out to the Fighting Nine. Fighting Ninth. So much. We have McDaniel's Nut. We also have is Guru Cash, Leela Dash G. Join us. Thank you so much for taking time. And as we continue to move on, the next thing that we can see from as a benefit, we can see emotional. So a lot of times people don't realize they can't be successful or be fit for a relationship if they're not emotional mature. See, our well-being is so important. Sometimes we so focus on how we really look and not thinking about what's inside of the inner self, whether it's on the top level or where our heart and soul is. Our emotional maturity must grow so we can be successful. And you grow because you'll be around an individual you can truly see allows an opportunity to share the life experience, their life experience, give you more life experience. Because now you're nurturing, learning, because it's been shared. They contribute their wisdom to you, the wisdom that will kind of help you deal with situations. They also have a calmer way of challenges. You know, people who have that gap, because they experience a few things, they realize, I can't just get upset. I can't get emotional. I can't get angry because things are not going away. I have to have patience. One thing about it, emotional maturity and an age gap relationship allows you to grow a little bit more, allow you to be patient. Patience is a virtue. And too many times because we've been in a rat race trying to survive, running and ripping and doing all the things we want to do, we lose the ability to be patient. In the age of technology, we lose the ability to be patient because we have a remote control. We have a supercomputer in our hands. We sleep with a supercomputer right by our head. We want to make sure we have everything, so we lose the ability to be patient. And you need to be patient if you want to be emotional mature. You have to be patient. We have to remember, looking at it as a new perspective, that a younger partner, mate, can offer new perspective. It can offer energy, enthusiasm, and motivation. Age gap relationship. We both can learn from each other. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-419-2. My mind went blank for a second. Give us a call, 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Lorza D. Smith. And just tell me, how emotional mature are you? How do you feel about age gap relationships? As a younger person, do you think that can work for you? Do these benefits that we're sharing with you, will it help you be a better individual, help you grow to where you need to be? We ask you that. Complementary perspective. See, when you have different generations coming together, it can offer a diverse perspective, rich conversation, and knowledge. But you got to be willing to be open and not feel like when you hear it, it's an attack on you because you may not be comfortable with what you know. You can nourish those things. You can feel those things. You can take them. No one wants to have somebody they love and they care for and they're at peace with to feel like just because they're telling you something, you shouldn't be offended. You should take it and learn from it. We all don't know, but the only way we can get wisdom is by living. I don't know anybody that has wisdom that's already transitioned. Their wisdom stops when they transition. So you have a complementary perspective. Q. keep that in mind. The next thing is enhanced social circle. It's an opportunity for both ways to experience new social circles and networks. No matter how small the event is or how large the event is, you'll learn to deal with different individuals to see the way their thought process is. Can I gain something from it? See, what allows you to interact with other people of various ages and backgrounds, lifestyles, thus expand their social connection. That's exactly what it do. It gives you a chance to expand your social connection. So we have to keep that in mind. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. Actually, the location you chat with Dr. Moses D. Smith. Our title is Age Gap Relationship. Is age just really a number? Give a shout out to TriStat LLC and their promo.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Your shout out to TriStat LLC and they're a consulting firm that focuses on whatever needs you have. If you're looking to administrate a grant and you need help, give them a call. Mr. William Scott, 334-320-5438. Let me give a shout out to Dolly Davis, 928. This is Kylie. Thank you for joining us. We have a smiley face on here, a sun face. We have Eve. Thank you so much. We have Miss Tricia, 53, joining us. Thank you, Miss Tricia, for taking time to be a part of this. Truly, we're excited to have you here because God has blessed us to get an opportunity to talk about these various topics. But we want you to type in your comments. If you're not, give us a like button. We'd like to see some likes. We need to see some hearts go up. We need to see some hearts go up. Some light, heart, blue, heart, red, your face, or whatever it is. Set a heart up. Let us know. A thumb up. Let us know. Thank you so much. We appreciate what you're doing. We want to appreciate you. Pot is joining us. Say hi to Pot, along with My Life, My Life, My Life. Thank you for joining us and being a part of it. So we're going to move forth with discussing common challenges. See, there are some challenges that face a relationship when they have a large age gap. There are some challenges. They're not saying you can't overcome the challenges, but you've got to be ready to deal with it because some of the challenges become unique in its own self. And you have to be ready to deal with it. So what we always try to share with individuals, you know, depending on what the type of the relationship. I mentioned earlier, age gap relationship has nothing to do with two types of relationship. That's a romantic and an intimacy or intimate relationship. Those were the two. And not intimacy, meaning that we're literally talking about an intimate relationship where you may just be able to hold hands and share things. See, we want to understand romantic and intimacy is not always sex. So when you see some of the challenges because of the age gap differences, they have become unique because in every age gap relationship, it's different. It's not all the same. Some people like to bunch it up in one way. This is where it is. You because that person gonna give you this. That person gonna do this. They gonna try to control you. They gotta do everything. But most of the time, you hear those people tell you. You know why they tell you? Because they don't have a relationship themselves. They lack relationship skills. I'm just going to be honest. They lack the ability. They lack the fitness to be in a relationship. When you're around your friends, your girlfriends, and all of them telling you what you should do, call it this, and that's where that person don't have nobody that even coordinate. They're not fit for any kind of relationship, not a romantic relationship, interrelationship. They're definitely not fit for that. They're not fit for a friendship. They pretend to be your friend. You know, I see enough statements on Facebook about be careful who you allow into your friend zone. Because, see, they will take that and manipulate that. And you have to be ready to deal with that. They're not good even in your family relationship. Those people are not good in their own family. How they going to be good? See, they're not even good with themselves. See, one of our hosts and also a host on one of our co-hosts and a host on one of our shows, see, the co-host on one show and the host on another one, always said, how can you have a healthy with a toxic person? Meaning that if you're toxic, how you going to have a healthy relationship? You lack the ability, so they're going to sit up and criticize you and tell you all the things that are wrong because they're unhappy. Misery, love, they see you smiling, you're getting some of the things they would like to have, they're going to do everything to try to damage you. You have to be kind of the point that you have to realize that you have to mature yourself emotionally so you can deal with even your friends, even your family members. Because they're going to be coming at you all kind of ways. See, people are going to sit up and say, well, the biggest challenge is always maturity differences. There are mature differences, but that don't mean you can't work on those differences. We all mature at the same time. Just think about it. When I said I gave you the between the male and the female from the ages of 20 to 35, for those 10 years, from 21 to 31, a woman is a lot more mature than a man. But a man hit his stride after 31, 32. So that's going to be a big difference that they have to go. They're not even ready for a relationship at 20 or in their 20s. Talk about a man. He's not ready because he's still a grown male. Has nothing to offer. He can't offer you a sense of maturity because he's not mature yet. So maturity makes a difference. Don't let other people give you the reason, say that's going to be the biggest difference, because it's how you work with it and how you, what's your preference? What was your intention? You didn't get into that with no intention. Then you have a society. Man, bushy, it's going to be everything said instead of support that it should be. Because you see, the problem is that you look like you're going to be, are you going to have joy and peace and love in your life, and they're not going to have it. It's bringing it to you now. That's what we're talking about, because they're not going to allow you to be that way, because they want you to be just like them, unhappy, miserable. You choose your role. Be intentional. Then I always talk about challenging emotional disconnection. First of all, if you're immature emotionally, I don't care what age you are, there's going to be a disconnect. There's going to be a disconnect. There's nothing you can do about it but work on being an emotional, mature individual, regardless of what age you are. You need to make sure you don't allow your feelings and everybody else's feelings to control your emotional level or your emotional response. Don't allow it to be a disconnect because you allow your immaturity to come into play. You can take that age gap relationship and work on your mature level, because that's a benefit. Emotional maturity is a benefit. Don't let it be a disconnect, because it can happen to you. Difference in priorities. A lot of times they said the challenge is that because the person is younger, they don't understand the priorities of life, and you do. That's going to be the point where you need to listen. And, okay, now what's going on here? How can I be better? See, we need to be the best version of ourselves. Get there if we use all the resources around us. being in different languages. You know, that comes into play. That's a big challenge. You might be feeling like you know, like you said, because you're in your 40s or in your 50s, you feel like you're in the new 40 and the new 30s. When you're truly 40 or 40, whatever age you are that age of 50. You're still the same miles you put on your body. Might not be as much age gap difference, but you still put miles in your body. You got to learn to accept who you are and not let people dictate to who they want you to be. Family disapproval is always going to come. Why can't you go do that? The thing about it, you know, we all have to live our life accordingly. If I'm intentionally in a relationship looking for a favorable outcome, it doesn't make a difference the age. Because I'm intentional. If you can be 21, 25, 30, 35, the same age, and you're not intentional about the relationship, your outcome won't be the same. It won't be favorable. Look for the favorable outcome. Look what's best for you. Health and caregiving concern. Yeah, that come into play. But there are some younger people in the age relationship, age gap relationship, don't want to take care of themselves. You think because you're young, you don't have to take care of yourself. You can go and put yourself in situations that are harmful, and you know it's harmful. So sometimes the health, if you're not taking care of yourself, it doesn't matter what age it is. And then you said you're focused on the caregiving concerns. See, it's one thing I always tell individuals, you better make sure while you're working and you got the health to work, you're made put yourself in a situation so you can have the money you need so when you retire from 65 to 85, you can handle yours and take care of yourself. You can be self-sustaining. So it's not clearer than everybody think it is. This is a choice you have to make. And how you overcome the age gap relationship, since it's, you know, it's an issue for some people, but it means, first of all, don't lie to you. That's how you overcome. That's how you put yourself in a position to be successful, because you're not allowing yourself to be caught up in what everybody else is seeing. See, everybody look out for themselves when they think it's time to look out for themselves. You have to look out for what's best for you. Don't let somebody else ride your back, own you hard about what you're doing, and they're not doing anything any better. They got to have somebody want to go on a trip with them. They got to have somebody want to hang in the grill, in the club. That might not be you. Make your mind up what you want that's going to allow you to be the best version of yourself. No matter what I say, it does matter what you do. It matters if you allow somebody to come in and manipulate you. Let's give a shout out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama. That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers, Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays, barbecue Saturdays, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Thank you so much, Mary Ruth's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. You can give the co-owners, Mr. Marvin Lala Smith, remember Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity in Portland, so we said Brother Marvin Lala Smith and his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Give them a call. Find out what the menu is. If you're traveling south on 65, whether you're coming from East St. Louis or going down to Destin or Fort Walton or Orange Beach, or even want to get that and swing it over and take 10 and go all the way to Tallahassee, give them a call. Stop in. That's 261. Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. The number again is 334. And I always go blank when I get to that number, Marvin and Mama. And it's truly an opportunity for you to give them a call. 334-549-0950. Give them a call. Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. As we get ready to move forward from our time is becoming tight. We've got about 9 minutes left. And how do you overcome the gap? I'm sorry, how do you overcome age gap relationship issues? How do you overcome? There are several ways you can overcome in, couples being successful in age gap relationship. One way would be to learn to deal with the issues when they come up. Don't put them off. Whatever the age gap relationship issue that comes up, learn to deal with it. Believe that you can overcome what's happening. Become stronger. When you come together, you stick like glue because you had a, both want a favorable outcome. Create a sustainable relationship by being stronger, dealing with the issues whenever they come up. Don't put them off. Head on. Make sure you address them head on. Don't let these issues overwhelm you because they can become overwhelming. Put yourself in a position so you can understand how patient and a commitment to one another age. Put yourself in the position. This is what I want to leave you with because it's so important. Other things I want to share, that you have understanding. You make the choice. You know, I always tell people when they come tell me about the people that was previous in their life and it wasn't this and wasn't that and all that what they thought it was, I always tell them you picked it. Have a betting system, whether it's age gap relationship or the same age relationship, that allows you to understand your choices. It allows you to be patient with your choices. It allows you to be committed not only to what you're doing, to the other person. Regardless of what the age gap is, you are now committed. Because once you become committed, once you are understanding, once you're patient, I can just tell you, you will begin to thrive. The relationship will thrive. You have to always take a step back. Don't be so gung-ho and stuck to the belief that I know more, I don't know more. Just allow yourself to grow. Be patient. Nothing happens overnight, like some people will tell you. You have to put the work in. You cannot be successful in any type of relationship, age gap or same age, if you're not committed. You have to be willing to work toward thriving. Say that again. You have to put yourself in the position to work toward thriving, not striving. You must create a fulfilling connection. He feels you. She feels me. A few more tips you can keep in mind to overcome the challenges and the issues that come up with age gap relationship include setting healthy boundaries, setting healthy boundaries, open communication, or effective communication. We said open, but we have to have effective communication. You have to be an active listener, have the ability to think about what you heard, and then be able to articulate a response. Having a support or supported network. You have support from family, support from friends. If you got family members bashing, that is not supported. It's not going to help you. Experiencing personal growth. What you have to do is do an assessment of yourself and say, okay, in this relationship, how much have I grown from where I was a year ago, 2 years ago, or from where I was yesterday to today? And it's having those challenges and those issues, seek out professional help if necessary. An old saying, you know, it's hard for us to work on ourselves when we want to throw our issues and our situation in the ditch. Somebody got to pull us out. Don't let the stigma of not being successful or getting the right professional help. Work on yourself. It'll help you to be productive with a partner, with a mate. And your age gap relationship, if it's intentional, both of your intentional, I guarantee you will have a favorable outcome. A favorable outcome. Seek the right support. It's there. BetterHelp.com. Free. Call. They'll set it up for you. We'll say they might have a fee there, here, and there, but, you know, it depends on what your income is. But the help is more important than worry about how much money you're going to spend, because you're going to spend more money out here. You're going to lose more money out here trying to offset the issues you have. And it's so important. We want to give a shout-out to our next supporter. It's so glad to have them. That's L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, their promo.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stalwart at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stalwart. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Shout out to the L&T Stalwart Lawn Service. They are the manicure experts, truly in South Central Alabama. You give Mr. Tony Stalwart a call at 334-300-7401. Go to Facebook. Check them out. Anthony Stalwart, DM Anthony and share with him if you're in his area. A lot of things his business can offer to you, so give him a shout. And last but not least, we're going to discuss whether age gap relationship is really a number. And our title said, age gap relationship is age just really a number. The things we're going to share with you tonight through the challenges, some of the benefits, even some of the issues. One of the things that you notice in all of them, that was a connection. Each one of them allows you to be healthy in a relationship, regardless of the same age or age gap difference. People have to understand, you have to set healthy boundaries in any kind of relationship. You have to make sure you have effective communication, not only just open communication, but effective communication. You got to have a support network. You can't have people that's supposed to support you down in everything you're doing. You need to take a step back and tell them, you need to stay out of my situation so I can grow. Because I always said people who spend more time criticizing your relationship don't have a relationship. See, when they come and say, you know, you're not, you chose that and chose that, but you, I would tell them, you're not fit for a relationship. I say, I know it hurts, because the truth of it is we'll be in a relationship. We're not talking about a casual relationship. We're talking about a intentional relationship. Same age, age gap, regardless of what kind of relationship, family relationship, friendship, whatever it is, on the job, you got to have a relationship. So it's not about the number. If you call up when you go to work and when you're putting time in, the person may be old, you understand they have experience, they have wisdom, but I'm going to work with them because I'm going to gain some of that they got to share with me instead of fighting it and putting yourself in a worse situation. See, there's a few significant reasons when we're talking about when it changes, because it comes the power gap. See, you're challenging each other on power. You have to understand that someone has to leave, and you prefer the one that can carry weight on their shoulders, not on their hip. So you have to give that power and allow that person to have that power. Don't be struggling and fighting. Frame of reference. See, you got to have this frame of reference become very different. And that's the difference because of your reference. Then on top of that, societal pressure. See, the pressure of society coming in here, creating the problem. And they're making it all about the number. You're not making it about the number, but they're making it all about the number. Then you have the mom and the daddy issues. Always talking about a younger person going with an older person because they got either mom or daddy issues. You know what? Maybe they have issues of wanting to be in a relationship that's beneficial for them. Think about that for a second. Because truly when we get caught up in talking about these various things like power gap, we have to remember the most significant issue is seen over and over again in a clinical therapy practice is that it will have to do with significant age gap. Typically, one person in the relationship as a couple have far more experience, and the other one don't have, and they won't allow themselves to get the experience. And truly, you have to do that. And you're dealing with societal pressures. You know, people put a lot of pressure on because it may not be just because of the age, it could be the other thing. That's why I say you look at the whole picture. Look at where they're coming from. If they're miserable, they don't want to see you happy. They want you to be miserable too. I heard somebody say something recently, and we're going to be able to sign off because we're getting at the time for closing down this segment. But somebody said that be careful about people that you call yourself celebrating with you when they really celebrate for your failure. Be careful. They're out there. Societal pressure is there. Family, friend, co-workers, acquaintance. Everybody got an opinion. Right. It might be a strong opinion in regards to age gap couples, but you got to realize you have to make the decision. Was you intentional when you went into that relationship? What was your outcome? Did you meet your outcome? If your intention was, I'm going to date, and I'm intentionally dating, outcome, a favorite outcome of getting married, and you got married, you won. You got to remember, in our culture, one out of four females will marry in their lifetime. Only 26% of our percentage of marriage in our culture. When you are married, you're lost. You ain't lost. So don't let no one make you think that you have lost. Because if you lose, you figure you have lost their support, it's probably best to let them go. The mom and daddy issue, a lot of people have that. It's a cliche, and you keep using it because you think it means something. It's not a good reason. It's because you may have mom and they say you have mom and dad issue. No, they have mom and dad issue because they see you being successful. They're going to say, well, you must have mom and dad issue. That's why you're looking at that person. But you got to get on the right track. Know your worth. Self-worth is so important. And finally, just remember, you have to recreate the dynamics in a relationship. in a romantic relationship. You have to recreate the dynamics in a romantic relationship, whether it's age gap relationship, same age relationship. You have to recreate it to fit what your desires are. You have to be intentional for a favorable outcome. Truly, truly been awesome coming for you tonight. I want to give a shout out to a few people who joined us. We got Mark Marsh. Okay. Mark Marshall. I'm saying Mark. Sorry. Then we have a U.S. User. We won't call out all the numbers. Kaden, thank you so much for joining us. Another user, we're going to say hi to you. And I'm moving kind of fast here, and I want to make sure I get all of them. Got quite a few here, and I want to give a shout out before we leave here. Wow, got quite a few. Okay, ooh. I didn't realize I had that many waiting down there. Then you have Vazri. Much. Sloby, thank you. Dr. XPPY Step, thank you. Monica Gary, thank you so much. Okay, Annetta Grove, thank you so much. T. Robin 83, T. Burgers 89, Odie Noodles _ Dane Rain Ajib, thank you. Summerton.light, thank you. So another user, we're going to wave at you. Then we also had Tanya Griffin. Thank you so much for joining us. We also have a design, and just we'll give them a hi. We got RYRY. Thank you so much. Pretty Petty 87. Thank you so much, Pretty Petty. We have Gorilla Smoke Show. Rebecca Terrell, thank you so much. Carol, some people will say. SR Customer Creation, thank you so much. We have Abby Matthews, thank you. Dennis Rubin, 783. Rod Wade, thank you so much. Get this money, give them a shout out. Lynn Minor 10. Naya, thank you so much. Maya, thank you so much. Rob's wife, thank you, Rob's wife. New phone, who dish? Thank you, who dish? Thank you so much. Ian, thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much. Man, I tell you, it's awesome to have all of you as part of this tonight. We're getting ready to close it down. It was good being here. I tell you always, I truly love you all for taking time to be a part of what we're trying to do here. It's coming from my heart, and it's truly from my heart. Give a shout out to Samantha Bond, who started following us. Thank you so much, Samantha on Instagram. Samantha Bond started following us on Instagram. Thank you so much for being. Just remember, age gap relationship. Be intentional. Look for whatever favorite outcome you can see. Or both of y'all do it together. Both of y'all have to be intentional and see the favorite outcome. Put everything out on the table. Understand the issues and the challenges. Don't allow somebody else to manipulate you, especially when they're miserable, they don't have no one, they're not fit for a relationship, they don't want you to be fit for a relationship. Is age just really a number? Is age just really a number? You think about that? It's also coming through. Is Carmen Martin 23, thank you, Carmen, so much. It was awesome. I tell you, I really love the opportunity to come before you on WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. Like my fourth time said it, I should say more. But as we get ready to close out, we want to give a shout out to our last sponsors. And these guys are working so hard, partnering with us, and they co-sponsor a lot of what we're doing. Those are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Truly, thank you, brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. You're doing so well. Also, we're going to offer some prayers for the vice president. That's Brother Tony Stallworth, having surgery tomorrow. I'm sending the prayers up for you. I wanted to give you a shout out on this night. Let everybody know, praying for him in successful and successful surgery and recovery. That's Brother Anthony Starworth, thank you so much. Call him Tony, Touchdown Tony. He's one of our co-hosts on this show, which is on Wednesday night, the sports talk show. We're praying, brother, that surgery go well and the recovery is well. Those brothers are Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. They are from home.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Delta Pi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, which is number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Thank you for your support. We also want to let you know December the 16th, those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out of Greenville, Alabama, will be doing what they call their annual Operation Blue Hope project. And recently they did the first phase for this year. They gave away free turkey dinners to the citizens and the residents of Butler County, Georgiana, and all coming back. On December the 16th, I was on November the 18th when they did that. They're coming back on December the 16th and giving away blankets for the elderly. So elderly blanket giveaway on December the 16th down at the Georgiana Health and Rehabilitation LLC Center. And you can, they'll be there from 11 to 12. They're going to hand out those blankets to those residents of that. And we want to give a shout out. Brothers, keep doing what y'all are doing. You say, you know, you lead and you don't follow. The most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. This is the time of giving. Keep giving. I also want to give a shout out. If you go to 94.1 on the FM dial, and from 2 to 6, you have a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That is Brother Daryl E-Train Elliott. Daryl, they call them, and they're having this, they got bikes they're going to be giving away like they always do every year. And if you want to make a donation, you can. Just what you need to do is go to Facebook or go to Instagram, type in Daryl E, or just call the radio station. Say you're trying to get in touch with Daryl E, and give him a shout-out, and truly, truly donate for those bikes they're going to give away to children of all ages who will not probably get a bite. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity have worked with that project 2 straight years, giving out over 55 bites to young people in Butler County. And truly, the radio station and the network was giving out in Dothan, now they're in Montgomery, giving out bites to children and families who might not have anything. So truly, truly support that. But just go to FM 94.1 in Montgomery, called the Big KD. Ask for Daryl E. and say you want to help with the bike drive that you're starting Thursday. They're going to go to Walmart. They're going to pick up those bikes with a donation and everything, which is Thursday, and they're going to hand them bikes out for Christmas. So keep doing what you're doing, brother, brother Daryl. Keep on working hard. But you can support in that, or you can sow a seed with WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. You can sort of see by going to Cash App, doing $ Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D as in David Smith. That's Lorenza D. Smith. Make a note, sow a seed, and we're going to continue. We're going to help purchase some bikes. We're going to get the blank. We're going to help in all what they're trying to do in Butler County to make a difference. Thank you so much. It's been awesome. Let me give a shout out to a few people that joined us. We have Miss Bush EDS was joining us, and she was on Instagram, and it timed out on Instagram. Thank you so much. Remember, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, my wife, thank you so much for supporting Love your soul. Thank you so much. And we also want to give a shout out to a few more people that's joining us. There are quite a few. Summer that's joining us. We have Linda Reed, 8883, joining us. We have a user. Give a hi to him. We also have Shantae Sneed calling back in, jumping back in. Thank you so much. We have Braxton dash four, underscore four. We have Jalen. Thank you so much. Unknown. We're going to give you a wave. Thank you so much. You got another user. Thank you. Theo joining us. Thank you. Each and every one of y'all. Truly, truly, it's awesome coming for you. God has blessed us one more time. I want to give a shout out also to a few on Tumblr. You have Dirt Wolf S Blog. You have Shazo Joe. Rate-A-4-Awesome. Iceberg Now. Malikian, thank you so much. We have Mod Osul Alone, thank you so much. That's truly all of those individuals on there. Thank you for taking time for being a part of it. Man, I tell you, it was awesome. Age Gap Relationship. Is age just a number? Is age just really a number? I want you to think about it. Have an awesome rest of the night. We're coming back on Wednesday, and we're going to make it do what it do on Wednesday. We're going to actually come with our sports talk show, which is Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, and we're going back to back because we're going to start next week right series of first and third week show, second and fourth week show. We're going to be back on track for the holidays. We're going to be giving away prizes. We're going to be giving away trips. In regards to hotel stay, join us next week as well. But check us out on Wednesday. We're going to make it do what it do. Talking Sports Plus Prime Time is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities and high school athletics, along with some middle school in the southeastern part of the United States. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we will talk with you. Like I said, we're scheduled for 5:30, but we pushed back to 6:30. But thank you so much for being with us. Join us. God is so good, and I want to hashtag you on this one, responsible. You got to actually be responsible. Be accountable. Okay, hashtag keep on grinding. Don't give up. Put the effort in. Communicate for understanding. Effective communication. Make it do what it do. When you're at it, keep on grinding. Don't give up. Make it happen. Then you can come back and say, we got this. Truly a great opportunity. We'll give away to a few more individuals. Join a user, Jasmine 60, thank you so much. And T, thank you so much. T Ski, Skeezy, thank you so much. 2022. Thank you, T, for joining us and being a part. It's been awesome. And I tell you, I'm so glad to come before you. But as we leave here, we want to play something that we would consider to be uplifted. And it's truly, truly where we don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play it, and we want to say, you got to get ready to have some fun. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you on Wednesday, and they give you the time, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WBSW Radio, the internet station, Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. We'll see you then.
Wide open. weapons. Flashing in the grid, but I'm the they approaching.
Wipe it out.
Small, tall figures, y'all grow. We gon' get something dope.
Wipe it out.
Y'all call, put my off. Get to it, and whoever fall.
Cause I'm on, wipe it out.
Cause I'm on,
wipe it out.
Cause I'm on,
wipe it out.
Cause I'm on.